You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. As we go into the weekend, we wanted to leave you with a new tune and maybe some inspiration. Fresno musician Eva Scow has been sheltering in place, like the rest of us, but says she's using the time to write more of her own music. She just released a song called Mambo on YouTube, where she plays all of the instruments. Valley Public Radio's Laura Satsui spoke with Scow and put together this audio postcard with Scow's music.
So in Mambo, I play my primary instrument, which is the mandolin. I'm using a Godin electric mandolin. I also play a tenor five-string electric mandolin by Jonathan Mann. I play the electric bass. I play the shaker. I play some cymbals and various drum and sticks. And I play the desk, actually, this old campaign desk that I have in my house. I figured it was going to sound great to record that sound. And it kind of resembles like a dancer, like heels on a wooden platform. Obviously, for the performance aspect of being a musician, it's not great because there's little to no performance, live performance happening except for the online platforms that people are using that you see, which is really great still. But on the other side, it's really great for personal enrichment of practicing and developing your voice on composition. Every musician is different. You know, everybody has things that they want to work on. And for me, I've always wanted to continue to develop my voice as a songwriter. I play the mandolin, so most of the songs that I play are written by other people. So I feel like that's kind of one of the ultimate things as a musician is to really be able to play your own music and develop your voice there. I came up with the little riff, so to speak, at the beginning of the song a long time ago with that initial melody on top. But recently I've kind of added more stuff to the composition. And because of the shelter in place, I was able to like really focus for like a week on recording and developing the harmony, getting a recording down. As a musician, I'm always hearing like little melodies, short melodies. Sometimes those stay with you longer than a few minutes or something, you know, and sometimes you're able to remember them later. Or in this case, I, you know, recorded it on my phone. And then from there, you come back and listen to it a day later, say, and now you have another melody to add on top of it. You really just have to like sit on it. I think that's like, if you have the time, which we all have the time, you can really like develop something, you know, over time that I think you're happy with for a long time. I definitely miss the interaction with other musicians on the bandstand, you know, just the interaction between two or however many musicians that happens when we play together live. But I know this is not forever, and I know that before we know it, we'll be back together. And hopefully it'll be kind of like a rejuvenation, you know? This time will be like rejuvenating for everybody, and when we get back together to play for everyone, not just musicians, but the listeners as well. Everybody will kind of be in a different space and maybe appreciative and with more gratitude and different outlook a little bit. Ultimately, I just hope that people get some sort of enjoyment out of music, whether it's my music or any music, I think that's kind of like the biggest gift that music gives to people, is just like pure enjoyment, pure joy. And so I always hope that somebody at least is inspired or enjoying, you know, the music. Aside from that, I really can't expect anything else. I hope everybody is doing well during these times and able to enjoy music and maybe have it be a little bit of an escape from their current situation.
That was Eva Scow playing all of the instruments on her composition Mambo. You could also watch her perform the piece on her YouTube channel.